With the Grey Cup playoff going on right now, the Edmonton Elks were eliminated at the end of the season. To talk about the season's review, Alan Watt, the interim chief operating officer, is with us. Hi, Mr. Watt.
Hey, how are you, Vincent?
Good, thank you. My first question is about the organization that fired its president, general manager, and head coach last week. What's your deadline to fill those roles?
You know, the our stated objectives would be that we would have a general manager who is the person in charge of our football players, the football coaches, the all of the budgets related to that. That person, in an ideal world, will be in place in December.
Okay.
And I think it's imperative to get them, and we all do. Our board has stated that, and we're working diligently on that. Mm-hmm. With regard to the president and chief executive officer, I think our board has also stated publicly that that's likely to be a process that will be ongoing through December and the Christmas holidays and probably into January, and hopefully we'll have somebody by end of January, perhaps even into the early part of February.
You finished a second last in both offense and defense. During this offseason, what should be added to your offense and defense to be better next season?
Well, that will go over to the general manager. Nobody was expecting the kind of season that we had, including the coach of the team previously and the general manager and all of us.
Okay.
We played a game on Labor Day where we beat Calgary for the first time in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then almost immediately after that, the next game, we came back and played Calgary again, and things were off. Mm-hmm. Things were not right, and they never got corrected for whatever reason, whether that was the COVID situation that got into our dressing room, the fact that we had to have a canceled game. One thing led to another, and pretty soon, we were having the worst home season we've ever had.
Yeah.
We never won a game at home.
Nope.
and a terrible season. So in order to repair that, fix that, fans need to know that's the most important. We only do two things. We play football and we sell tickets to people to watch it. The rest of it is sponsorship and other things that we add on, and thank God we have the ability to do that. But that's paramount, is to make the ultimate product better, make the football team better, and therefore engage the fans who will want to come and watch that.
And do you think that the problem of this year was not the players themselves, but the managing team?
You know, I think that it's never just one thing. It's never just one area. I've been in this business a long time, a very long time, and I've seen things like this before. I've seen seasons that were pretty perfect, and I've seen one this past season that wasn't. I think the players, and Matt O'Donnell, one of our players, has stated this publicly. He said, you know, a lot of this is on us. Most of it's on us. We're professional athletes. We're not paid to play. We're paid to win. And so, but then you layer in all of the other things that kind of went sideways, and I would not want to put the blame on any one thing. The responsibility for this lies with the entire organization.
And you trade your starting quarterback to Trevor Harris during the season. Are you looking for a new quarterback for the next season?
Well, before the season ended, we secured Nick Arbuckle, who's a quarterback that's played in the league, and he has experience in other CFL centers. He's a veteran quarterback, and the people that recruited and brought him here feel very highly about his abilities. And that and Taylor Cornelius was a rookie quarterback in our league. He's not a rookie quarterback, but he's a rookie quarterback in our league in a tough circumstance. So I think that we'll recruit and develop those other players and also those players as well.
It's been a tough season, a lot of negativities, but is there something positive that happened this year that you should build on for next season?
We threw a lot at our fans this year. COVID, number one, was thrown at us universally. It's a worldwide pandemic. The restrictions that our civic leaders had to put on, the restrictions that our provincial leaders had to put on. I think if I could say that there's a light at the end of the tunnel, is that nothing that we will do in 22 could be as bad as the things that were put in front of our fans in 2021. So there're very few positives to take out of this, except that towards the end of the season, we kind of took the took the gloves off a little, if you like, and started to have some real fun outside the stadium. But nevertheless, those are small things. Mm-hmm. There's the biggest thing of all is that the on-field football product is an expectation that fans will have to improve and be better. The game day experience, whether it's all of the little things that go into that, arriving at the stadium, riding on the LRT, clear bag policies, masks, proof of vaccination, all of those things, we'll have to deal with those, as will restaurants and society in general, but we're working on it, and they need to know that.
It was Alan Watt, the interim chief operating officer of the Edmonton Elks. He talked about the past season and their off-season goals. Thank you, Mr. Watt.
Thank you very much.